God has a limitation on all of our suffering, all of our hurt, and all of our brokenness. And then I want you to notice the third thing, and that is God will deepen our understanding when we are broken. And he deepens that understanding in three directions. First of all, as God takes us through the breaking process and stripping us of those things that we've depended upon before, the first thing that he does, we get a whole different perspective on who God is. Does he not say, my ways are higher than your ways, and my thoughts are higher than your thoughts? My ways are not your ways, nor my thoughts your thoughts. In the process of being broken and stripped of all those things that we depend upon rather than him, what does he do? But he opens their eyes to see the working, the ways of God. Not just reading scriptures, but we see the ways of God, how he works in our life. We get a deeper understanding of his love, what it means to accept us on the basis of nothing within ourselves but just the fact that he's a loving father. We understand how he accepts us on the basis of the cross. We understand his patience and love and kindness and forbearance toward us, that he puts up with us while he's in the process of breaking us. But there's a second direction in which we begin to understand. That's ourselves. Once the process of brokenness takes place in our life and he begins to strip us of all those things that would hinder his great purpose in our life, we begin to see things about ourselves that we've never seen before. We begin to be able to trace the avenues of thought patterns that we've had since we were children growing up. Those thought patterns that were placed there by our parents when they taught us things that they thought were right, but have devastated us. Placed there by our teachers who rejected us and didn't even realize that they were doing it. Placed there by our friends who shut us out. Placed there by circumstances that caused great pain and upheaval and misunderstanding and frustration and anxiety and fears in our life. We begin to understand when God begins to break us away from all these things of why we've depended upon this instead of depending upon God, and how these fears developed in our life, and how this spirit developed in our life, and why we are so intent in this area of our life and so negligent in the other. As God begins to break us, remember that his goal is indeed spiritual maturity and supernatural ministry, bringing us into an intimate oneness with him and bringing us into effective service for him. God, in the process of doing that, keeps opening ourselves up to ourselves and helping us to see what he sees. And the more we see, the more we see, the more we wonder about the grace of God. God, how could you have loved me? How could you have been so patient all these years? How could you have been so forgiving? How could you have been so forbearing? How could you have been so good and gracious and kind to me when I am like this and I have been like this all these years? My friend, the breaking process will absolutely lift Almighty God, the cross, the grace, the blood, to a higher level in your life than you've understood, because you get a glimpse of yourself in the light of the grace and the goodness and the love and the tenderness and the mercy of God. But all of that leads to the third area of direction, and that's this. We begin to look at other people differently. You know what happens? My friend, when God breaks you and you begin to see God from a different light and you begin to look at yourself differently, what happens? You begin to see other people differently. Your critical spirit somehow just fades away. This aggressive criticism and negative attitude and nobody else is ever right, and everybody's wrong, and life has given you a bad show. All of a sudden, you begin to look at other people differently. You know what happens? You begin to look upon them compassionately, and you begin to say, Lord, I know why she's acting that way. God, I've been there, and look what you did for me. Lord, I know why he is the way he is. I've been there. You were patient with me. I can be patient with him. You know what happens? Instead of being critical and judgmental, that love of Jesus, which is within every single believer, begins to be expressed. And in the process of having been broken and allowing him to express his life through us, it's like he lets us get in on the blessing as he begins to love other people. You begin to understand, Lord, if I'd grown up the way they grew up, I'd probably be worse than they are. If I had the same circumstances in my life, God, I'd probably be worse.